I'm sat out in the middle of the Derbyshire Peak District. It's coming up to 7 o'clock at night, and it's the beginning of a very mad week. This project that I'm, well, presentation that I'm going to deliver tomorrow for the Peak District Premier Cottages AGM. And I've been invited to speak to them about social media and tourism because two of my clients are holiday cottage owners here in the Peak District. Tom's Barn with Marion and John, and Martin and Deborah, who run Wildon Trees Farm, both on Twitter and both on Facebook. And they were on Facebook before I came along, but we've really been working together to help them on their journey. I haven't imposed any social media platforms on them. The consultation has really been about them looking at what their web activity is and finding sites and services that kind of naturally fit in with the way their business works. It's been very focused around the seven roads of social media, which I just find very beneficial to really focus on what a platform is used for, and not what the platform is intended to be used for, but what, when it comes down to it, can it be used for that individual's business. So tomorrow I'm talking general overview of social media with a focus on tourism, at Matlock Hotel, and I'm on my way now to stay with Marion and John at Tom's Barn, so that I'm ready in the morning to present. It's just going to be, I think, probably half an hour. We're going to have a very quick look at social media and defining it, and then what I've started to do recently with some of my talks is go through each of the PCM seven roads, and depending on what sector I'm presenting to, I try and see it in their eyes. I put myself in their shoes and try and find services, tools and platforms that fit in with the Seven Roads remit in terms of generating leads, customer service, customer retention, personal development, aligning and analytics, establishing authority and business productivity. All really, really key, but you can't do it all. And social media wants to do all of that for you, but you've got to kind of take it by the balls and put your limits on it and put your constraints on it. So I'm going to have a good talk about social media. One of the main focuses, I think, is going to be QR codes. I seem to have really taken these on board at the moment, more than I had before, just because the technology on a lot of the phones has become so much more efficient at actually capturing them. It's great. So that's going to be tomorrow. And then the rest of the week, I'm heading off down to London to EcoBuild. And EcoBuild's going to fill the rest of the week. But for now, I'm just going to head to Tom's Barn. It's Tom's Barn on Twitter. And hopefully have a really civilised evening. It's in the middle of nowhere. Just sat here now in the car. My headlights are catching the dry stone wall. There's a horse riding sign just on the brow of a hill where there's a humpback bridge. And eerily to my left, I've pulled into a place where there's, I think it's an old railway, but there's an archway. It's quite eerie, but actually quite serene. So I'll take a photograph, post this. No signal at present, but we'll see what tomorrow holds. We'll see how the presentation for the Peak District Premier Cottages goes. So, night all.